9 o'clock this morning.
Cause I never loved a lesbian the way I love you. The way I love you. The way I love you. Cause I never loved a lesbian the way that I love you. Da-doom, da-doom. Let's see if I can do this. That was a horrible fart.
Plus, I got that COPD.
Hello, this one is much less hairy. The question is, does it avoid wind as much as the other ones? Does did. Hello? Because I never loved a lesbian the way that I love you. And Girdle, Toons is the driving cat. Toons is the driving cat, Girdle. Test. Girdle. Toons is the driving cat. Oh, it's a cat. Oh, it drives. Oh, it's a driving cat. Oh, it's a driving cat, and its name is Toons. Girdle, Blanc. Hello. Time to let Trotsky out. Hello. Time to have some out time outside. Well, we're not ready yet. I gotta get him some food. All right, well, bitches. That's my bitches. Yeah, you finna drink some water? Finter, drink some water? Finter. See if I blow. Makes me wonder if I'm blowing at the thing, but makes me wonder if it's going to be as good as the hairy. It says it is on the Amazon, but I gotta test it. Are you hairy? Is it hairy? Oh, sorry, doll. Only a good one. Toons is the driving cat. It's Pat. Oh, whose vagina itches more than mine's? Because I never loved a lesbian the way that I loved myself. Not really. Girdle. Toons is. All right, I'm going to take Toons out. Bye, honey.
Oh, God, help me.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Does it blow? Is it hairy? It's not hairy. Does it blow? Is it hairy? Does it blow? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Hairy? Is it hairy? Is it hairy? Yes, it's hairy. Yeah. Guess who it is? Me, Madge. Rachel Cann posted that I sparkle inside. Well, she says everyone does, apparently. Everyone sparkles inside. I told her I don't. I don't sparkle inside. Sad face. I hope I'm not overmodulating. I don't think so. I don't sparkle inside. Sad face. I don't sparkle. Girdle. Jism. My jizz sparkles inside. Girdle. I'm just testing the mic now. So I'm using the, I have a new thing. It's a little less ridiculous looking. It is a microphone with a vagina. Just kidding, that was the last, no. I have a, I got rid of the, I returned the hairy microphone windscreen from my H5N-word microphone. And I got instead a flaccid. Well, actually, it's not flaccid. It looks like a giant dickhead. It's a giant dickhead. I think it's working. I don't really hear the wind, though I feel it. It's a windscreen that is rather phallic, and then it's a large dickhead. A large dickhead. But I don't sparkle inside. I don't. Do you, audience? Do you sparkle inside? I don't. I'm referring, of course, to Rachel Kahn's new book for children. I recommend it highly. It's called You Sparkle Inside. Available on Amazon, I guess. But it's an actual book, because why would you buy a colorful kid's book on a Kindle? You know, that's kind of dumb. But it's a very good book. I haven't read it, but I know that because I know Rachel, so. And I don't sparkle inside, though I encourage others to sparkle inside. If you rub glitter in your cunt, you will sparkle inside, too. Oops, excuse me. Maybe that'll be my prequel. I'll write a prequel. I rub glitter in my cunt, and therefore, dot, dot, dot. And then Rachel's book could be next to it. You sparkle inside. No, then me. No. If it's called You Sparkle Inside, then it should be You Rubbed Glitter in Your Cunt, therefore, dot, dot, dot. You sparkle inside. I don't know what to do with all this microphone testing. It's kind of bullshit. I mean, what's the point? You can hear me breathe. My nasal. I guess it must be what happens when you use a compressor mic. They get all nasal. All nasal. Jesus, this mic is fucking huge. I still look ridiculous. At least it's not hairy. Is it hairy? Oh, it sure was. It sure was hairy, audience. It was a hairy thing. A big old hairy mushroom dick. Hairy, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? Girdle. Get her done. What am I even talking about? So I keep getting scolded in my improv class. You know, I went to improv at Annoyance because I went to Second City. They're like, oh, if you were into blue comedy, you should go to Annoyance because they're dirty. And they are. And I saw co-ed prison sluts in the 90s. And they're like, hey, we're in prison. Fuck you, you cunt whore or slut. And the teacher yelled at me for saying bitch because I said, you know, they say, okay, at the beginning of class, you know, you're just supposed to blurt shit out so you can kind of get it out of your system. He says, get the bad scenes out of your system. Just blurt it out. There's nothing wrong you can do. So I get up and some girl gets up and I said, Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. What is wrong with that, you know? I think nothing can be more in it. I didn't even think of it as misogyny. And then later, well, it was reported during class that old Barbara. Hold on, I gotta put my glove on. Gertrude.
I'm a natural beauty, baby.